See this dark color? It's iron oxide, rust. There's iron in the rock. Rainwater and oxygen in the air combine to turn it into rust. It leaves these dark streaks on the rock. Let's say this is a rock. Well, it is a rock. And let's say that this is iron. Well, it is iron. It's steel wool, which is mostly iron. This is hydrogen peroxide, a chemical made of water and oxygen. As it flows over the rock and hits the iron rusts and leaves streaks, just like the streaks on the rocks outdoors. It doesn't matter if the metals in rocks are in human-made objects. Rainwater and fog are helping this metal combine with oxygen in the air. It's turning this copper green. It's slowly eating the metal away. It's just like the rocks. The iron turns to iron oxide. It's taking some of the iron out of the rock. Some of the rock is going away. It's a form of erosion. It's chemical, chemical, chemical erosion.
Tonight on ER-osion.
What's this? Statue of Liberty, worst example of chemical exposure I've seen in years. On my count, 1, 2, 3. Oh my gosh, the oxidation, this copper is entirely green. Somebody get the polish. Code green, stat. I think we eliminate this one in time.
When you have layers of different kinds of rock, erosion can happen from the inside out. If softer rock happens to be underneath harder rock, we can end up with a shape like this. The softer rock erodes away first, leaving an arch.
Quit monkeying around, Bill.
As the wind blows across the high desert, it picks up sand. The sandy wind erodes these rocks.
A highly magnified view of several sand grains shows their sharp cutting edges. Such hard quartz grains cut into solid rock when blown across its surface.
Since the wind can only pick the sand up so high, it only erodes the rock so far. We call these mushroom rocks. They're formed by wind erosion. A stream has cut through this sandstone. The running water picks up sand grains off the stream bed and carries them along. The sandy water acts like a scouring pad, wearing its way down year after year, year after year, year after year. To carving this canyon.
Erosion is the slow wearing away of the Earth's surface. Kind of like what I'm doing here, but for millions and millions of years. Yes, millions and millions of years!
Waves are relentless. They pound, 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 pound on the shore. And when they do, the force of the wave bends the rock and makes it crack. The continued force of the wave makes the cracks get bigger. And eventually, pieces of the rock fall away, leaving these. They're called sea stacks. That rock, in fact, all the rocks around here, used to be part of this hill. But the force of the waves has knocked them all loose. And I'll tell you what else. Another few million years, all of these rocks will be reduced to sand. Sand like this. See, here at the beach, the waves have been pounding on the pebbles and making them rub on each other for tens of thousands of years, turning them into grains of sand. Now, when you look at the shoreline, you can see that it's a narrow strip of sand. That's because the waves only pound their way so far inland. But look, they're turning rocks into sand, for crying out loud. It's erosion.
Welcome back to Pet Rock Theater. Tonight's episode, Grandpa Smooths Things Out.
Grandpa, how come you're so smooth? And I'm so rough.
Why, you just haven't undergone much erosion yet.
Erosion?
Here, let me show you. When I was your age, I was a little rough around the edges, too. But after millions of years of sand, wind, and waves pounding on me, I got smoother. You will, too.
Wow! You mean I'll be smooth like you?
Righty-o.
Will I have a gray beard and red iron oxide streaks, too?
If you're lucky.
Nice view, but at what price? This house is built on the side of a hill,
an eroding hill, and it's steep. When the soil got soaked with rainwater, it broke loose in big slabs. Now, if a house happened to be built on a slab and the slab came loose, well, the house went with it.
Now, people can slow erosion down by designing concrete barriers, putting up plywood fences, and installing drainage pipes. They have to do all this extra work to live here with this great view. It's a choice they make. But sometimes they have to move, because fighting erosion can be an uphill battle.
Tonight, on a very special episode of Eroda.
Oy vey! This whole city just ain't what it's cracked up to be.
Can a single girl make it in a big city that's eroding before her eyes?
The seed that this tree is growing from landed in a tough place a long time ago. Now, right now, the roots up here are holding back rocks and soil. And the roots down here are strong enough that as they grow, they can split rock apart, helping break it down into soil for other plants to grow in. See, this tree is holding back soil, but the rock is still eroding away. So in one way, the tree is slowing erosion down. But in another way, it's speeding erosion up. See, living things are part of the process.
Tonight on MacGuber. MacGuber is trapped in an abandoned warehouse, but don't think he's licked yet.
I'm not licked yet.
Erosion. Now I just have to sit back and wait for erosion to dig through the floor.